Belmont University in Nashville is going public with an extraordinary gift it received from the will of the reclusive heir of a musical family, 500 vintage instruments. The multi-million dollar collection includes some of the finest guitars and mandolins ever made. A new gallery on campus brings them out of hiding and makes some of them available for musicians to play. Amy Eskin of Here Now contributor WPLN reports.
The nearly $10 million worth of old instruments were donated by Stephen Kern Shaw. He was the son of the famous bandleader Artie Shaw and grandson of Jerome Kern, the beloved composer of classics The Way You Look Tonight, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and Old Man River.
Old Man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing, he just...
But Shaw didn't have the musical talent of his father and grandfather.
He was a collector and hoarder.
That's George Grun, owner of Nashville's Grun Guitars, which buys and sells vintage instruments. He says Shaw was a frequent customer over decades.
He was not a great player. His basic income throughout life was, frankly, royalties from Jerome Kern, which supported his collecting habits.
Shaw had multiples of many fine instruments, and some of these were true gems. Grun, who has encyclopedic knowledge about vintage guitars, knows extraordinary when he sees it. He values one guitar at $350,000. Grun says they are not only musically important, but they are also pieces of art.
This Martin 00028 was made in 1912. And it has genuine ivory friction pegs, the bindings here, everything that looks white is real ivory.
After some work by Grun, the instruments produced the sound they were made to deliver.
And we'll get out a 1927 Gibson F5 mandolin. This is more rare than a Stradivarius violin. And Bill Monroe, when he got an F5 mandolin, his entire playing style changed. If you listen, it was only after he got an F5 that he started to do that chop rhythm that could drive the rhythm of a five-piece band.
While the instruments have historical importance, they've been out of circulation for decades.
We didn't really get to see them much because, I mean, frankly, his house, when we finally got into it, looked a lot like some of those TV shows about hoarders and the compulsive hoarders. He wouldn't let anyone in his house. He was afraid that people would find out what he had and break in.
Grun discovered, to some alarm, that his friend, in his 70s and ill with liver disease, had not written a will and hadn't made plans for the collection after his death.
And I persuaded him that he really needed to have a will. The idea that it could be enjoyed by others and seen and heard was something that was pleasing to him, although he didn't want that done till after he was dead.
Shaw's will was signed a mere 2 weeks before his death in 2015, bequeathing the entire collection to Belmont University. But University President Bob Fisher says he had to think twice about offering a home to the collection.
My first response, too, was 500 guitars. What in the world do you do with them? Where do we put them?
Fisher may lead a renowned music school, but he needed a lesson himself in the rarefied world of vintage instruments.
I always was wondering what's the difference between my old Silvertone guitar and a Martin anyway. Well, now I know. It's big.
Fisher quickly realized Belmont is the perfect fit for the collection. There is a distinct guitar culture across campus, says Doug Howard, dean of the Curb College of Entertainment and Music Business. And he says it's not just among guitar majors, although there are plenty. Even nursing students strum.
You can go to any major, and there's going to be a dorm room open, and everyone's got a guitar.
Students will be able to practice and play on these guitars and mandolins for their recitals and concerts, and that excites Howard.
It's just hard in life to think about a situation where you'd have an opportunity to really check out and play some of the really finest instruments that have ever been made. And to have that access, maybe... steps and doors away from, you know, your dorm room.
The Gallery of Iconic Guitars, already nicknamed The Gig, is tucked behind the Belmont Library circulation desk. The gallery's initial display of 100 instruments is open to students and the public for a small admission fee. University officials are still figuring out a secure checkout system for the additional 400 prized instruments. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Eskind in Nashville.